Hey, this is Dave Filoni, supervising director of Star Wars The Clone Wars, and you're listening to one of my favorite podcasts. In fact, the only podcast I listen to. Rebel Force
Radio! The reason why I think The Clone Wars holds up so well as a part of the Star Wars universe is George's direct work on the show with us. It's one of the things, again, that... the director I am today is a result of, you know, George's teachings, and it's had a profound effect on me as a creative person working in film. Whether I like it or not, or whether I like to think about it, this show will have a profound effect on canon because it comes from George, and that's a huge responsibility, which I take very seriously and try to work out as many of the things that I can, that I know are important to all of us as fans, you know, be it a cloaking device on a very small ship or the way the Mandalorians are portrayed as pacifists. You know, I know the road bumps that are going to come from some of those changes and suggestions, or what we perceive as, you know, fans in our fandom as a change, mm-hmm. be it a change or not. And, I just do the best that I can with it. I mean, in a lot of ways, the work I was able to do on Avatar The Last Airbender, I think, is very much in tune with the filmmaker I was prior to working here. But, you know, Lethal Trackdown is, getting to direct that was a real thrill. And, it's very much representing who I am today. I just want to see that Star Wars that I saw as a kid, you know, that feeling that I got when I watched The New Hope and Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi. And it's my goal to, with the 22 minutes I have every week, give that to kids and give that to fans, you know, every week. And it's very hard these days because Star Wars fans represent such a broad spectrum of people and so many different ages that, you know, you can never really satisfy them all with any one given episode. But, you know, we do the things we can. And some people like Lethal Trackdown, some people like Lightsaber Lost, some people like Landing of Point Rain, and you know, I think that's one of the good things about the way that we've chosen to do the series is that there's so many different types of episodes. And, you know, when I was a kid, for example, I really loved the TV show Dungeons and Dragons. It was an animated cartoon show that was on. And, you know, I didn't love every particular episode of that, but there were some episodes that just blew my mind as a kid. And I like to think that with Clone Wars that we're blowing your mind more regularly every week. And also, in the modern era of Star Wars fans, let's face it, it's kind of our right to debate and to question things, and we do all the time. I'm sure that if I wasn't the supervising director of this show, I would have as many questions as you guys do and be calling in to talk to whoever was doing it. So I often try to be fair and think that way, and, it's just how it is.
Hey, this is Dave Filoni of Star Wars The Clone Wars, and you are listening to Rebel Force Radio with Jason and Jimmy.